Merkel announces she will rule Germany until 2021, but over half of Germans want her gone next year. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 8, 2018. While German Chancellor Angela Merkel believes she will be able to lead Germany for over a year after stepping down as leader of the nation's largest party, it is not a plan popular with a majority of Germans, with 62% saying she should step down before the next election. When Angela Merkel, who will mark 13 unbroken years as German Chancellor, Prime Minister equivalent, in just 2 weeks' time, suffered yet another blow in a line of electoral setbacks last month, she announced she would relinquish the leadership of her party as well as her country. Dr. Merkel will step down from the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, in December at the party's annual conference, but against her own previous insistence that the two roles should go together, said she wants to continue as chancellor until the next German election in 2021. Following her recent embarrassing election results with almost another 2 years in power would not be popular with voters, however, a new poll conducted for German newspaper Bild reveals. The survey suggests 62.2% of Germans think Dr. Merkel should resign shortly after stepping down from her party leadership at the beginning of 2019, so Germany can have a new chancellor. The figure resembles a significant rise over a similar poll taken in December 2017, when Breitbart London reported 47% of Germans surveyed said they wanted Merkel to stand down before 2021. The CDU will select a new party leader at the December conference, and as reported by Breitbart London, those vying to take the top job in German politics are seeking to differentiate themselves from the outgoing chancellor and each other through comments on the forthcoming United Nations Migration Pact. The Merkel chancellorship has been one defined for many by the issue of mass migration to Europe, and Federal Minister of Health Jens Spahn has been a vocal critic of the controversial UN plan. The debate on the migration pact is still pending in the parliamentary group, Spahn said, remarking, "It is important that Germany retains its sovereignty to control and limit migration." So-called Merkel protege or mini-Merkel and CDU Secretary-General Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer is thought of as the favorite to replace the chancellor and has also recently made her views on immigration politics known, lashing out at leaders to the right of the CDU who suggested building a local coalition with the Anti-Mass Migration Alternative for Germany, AFD, party. She said in September, leaving no room for doubt, there will be no cooperation or coalition with the AFD. Most damaging of all perhaps was Angela Merkel's performance in the German national elections in 2017, which saw her party achieve its worst result since the Second World War. The new highs achieved by the AfD were seen as a particular indictment for Merkel's performance. AfD politician Alexander Gauland spoke after the vote of his near-term ambitions, telling a crowd of supporters, "Dear friends, now that we're obviously the third biggest power, the government has to buckle up. We will hunt them. We will hunt Ms. Merkel, and we will reclaim our country and our people." Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.